this is Roger Waters, Pink Floyd. Just a quick message. If any of you are using my song Eclipse today without giving me royalties, I'm going to track you down and sue each and every one of you. All right, have a good day.
Screw off. WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 8 o'clock, stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. 10 U.S. Navy sailors are missing, 5 hurt after collision involving a U.S. destroyer in the Pacific.
It's the second major collision for a U.S. Navy warship in the past 2 months. USS John S. McCain, guided missile destroyer, collided with an oil tanker 3 times its size east of the busy Strait of Malacca near Singapore. The McCain was able to limp into port and is now pierside in Singapore. A massive search and rescue effort by U.S. and Singaporean militaries remains ongoing.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. Thousands seeking out ideal viewing spots for today's solar eclipse. This woman in Austin, Texas.
Definitely excited. I don't think I've seen one before. I don't remember seeing one before, so it'll be an interesting event probably. It'll be weird to have kind of twilight hour in the morning.
The eclipse following a diagonal path from the northwest to the southeast. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Found a morning radio show whose characters are spacey, spaced out, and just plain space balls. With Greg Budell.
Why did somebody tell me my ass was so big?
Jay Scott.
I'm a mog. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
Emily Hayes.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
May the Schwartz be with you.
And Rich Thomas.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken.
So buckle your seatbelt because we're going into ludicrous drive. It's 3 men and a lady.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss by wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Check, please.
I'd like to welcome all our new listeners.
My name is
Well, keep listening. You gotta kind of get used to it. I'm your gracious host, Greg Budell. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and of course, His Lordship.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
At 5 minutes after 8, it's clear right now, but as you know, on a normal summer day, you start to see later in the morning, especially after 10 a.m., a few pop-up puffy white cumulus clouds here and there. And then towards lunch, it gets a little bit more. Early afternoon, you know, you got about half the sky filled. And I think that'll be the case again today. So I think the eclipse will be certainly visible much of the time, but I think the sun will be in and out. Widely scattered pop-up storms possible, mainly after 2 p.m. today, but they will be few and far between, and the rain chances are relatively small. Very hot today, high in the middle 90s again. Heat index 102 to 106. So, you know, a lot of folks are going to be out and about today, you know, outside and not under an air conditioner. So stay hydrated and don't forget the sunscreen. Low tonight, 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, high around 94. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. Then again, you won't need a lot of sunscreen, right, during an eclipse. Looks like rain chances increase to about 40% tomorrow, 50% chance Wednesday. And then storms thin out late week around Thursday and Friday. Behind the front. High temperatures in the lower 90s. Well, this morning, with 79% relative humidity, a dew point of 73, northeast winds at 3, clear skies, and 81 now at 8:06.
I just saw another meme. I've put up a lot of ecliptical humor the last 24 hours.
Right.
But there's Alexander Shinawahara saying, solar eclipse make you blind? Call me.
Alabama.
And I'll sue the sun.
If anybody could, it would be him. I should probably sit closer to my microphone if I'm going to contribute.
This is one last leftover thing from True the Baloney.
Mm-hmm.
The entire planet experiences between 2 and 5 solar eclipses every year.
Oh.
Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
I'm going to go with truth.
Yeah, I think so.
It's true.
Yeah.
There are 2 this year, but do you know that there were many, there have been as many as 5 in a single year? That was 1935.
How about that?
And it won't happen. We won't see that happen again, five in a year, until 2206.
So, mark it down.
Yeah.
I'm hanging on to these glasses.
Tell Siri so she remembers that for you.
That's right.
Can give you a reminder when that day rolls around. All right, now we're still hoping to talk to Mr. Evans, right?
He's trying to find a good sell spot because he says the coverage up there is terrible. So he's looking for a good place to stand so he can talk to us from Kentucky.
All right.
Hey, I just want to point out.
Sure.
There's a, speaking of memes, there's a meme going around that says, you know, turn your camera to selfie mode and watch the eclipse like behind your shoulder instead of looking directly at it. Don't do that. It's bad. Don't do it.
It's bad for your phone.
It's bad for your phone.
And you need to take part of these lenses out and tape it over the camera opening, right?
Yeah, that's, you can't believe everything that you see on the internet. I know it's hard to understand, but, you know.
We'll come back to the eclipse in just a moment because there's some other components of this that are also interesting, including the way certain animals might behave. They're ready for all possibilities. At 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, when you find yourself, yeah, it's interesting. I got bumped from behind on Taylor Road.
A little
tappity-tap? A little, yeah. Yeah, I jumped out of the car.
Did you get a little tappity-tap?
I did. A little tappity-tap. And so, of course, I went to see Donnie Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body because you want to see the good doctor who will catch everything for a complete and thorough diagnosis. And, you know, at the end of it, I didn't, you know, because I drive a hybrid, and the batteries are in the back behind the back seat.
Right.
But nobody knew that until Donnie told us.
I didn't know that, and that was his big concern. None of the connections or anything were disrupted, because that could become a very expensive thing to fix. But fortunately, it survived just fine. But what he did end up pointing out to me was, you know, I mean, it's just a simple cosmetic repair now. What he did point out to me is that, you know, he was asking me some questions about the car and the payment and blah, blah, blah. And this may be a situation where instead of getting it fixed, I may just go to Jack Ingram, signature used, and find an SUV.
I
mean, like that. So
Donnie, I like car shopping.
But the one thing I appreciate about him, man, he is so honest, whether it's analyzing the damage to your vehicle and telling you, you know, in some cases, whether it's not worth fixing, looking at the big picture. That's the way he does it. The man is not capable of telling a falsehood.
He can't fib.
He can't. He's just constitutionally incapable of doing that. And, man, that integrity, that level of integrity, and, of course, Brandon Turner is a chip off the old block in that regard. They just won't compromise. They won't compromise their standards for anything, for anybody, for any insurance company or anything else. They just won't, and that's one reason why you should choose them. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W. Now, let's see if there's some potential customers out there.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Happy Eclipse Day. Watch out for trouble over on Taylor Road in front of the Shell station. An accident there. 65 South at West South Boulevard and Atlanta Highway at Techno Center Drive. That's the three accidents we have that are active scenes right now. Everything else looking fairly decent. 85's okay. The Boulevard looks pretty good. The 31 starting to pick up a little bit with the rush hour folks starting to make the scene headed down from Wetumpka. Nothing on 65 southbound yet so far. The Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is now open from 7 a.m. till 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Check their website, ReinhardtToyota.com, for online coupons and savings. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance.
1-800-INJURED.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Good morning. Who's this?
Greg. Good morning. This is Rick.
It's Rick.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
I found a connection.
Oh, yeah, and I'm standing under a Wi-Fi thing, I hope.
Oh, gosh, I hope so, too. Hey, so tell everybody again where exactly you are.
Okay, absolutely. We're at Barclay State Park in Cadiz, Kentucky.
Cadiz.
Which is about about 15 miles from Land Between the Lakes.
Is it Western Kentucky, is that, or what?
Yeah, it would be Western Kentucky. If you went up through Nashville and go straight on up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's over in Western Kentucky, just outside of Hopkinsville.
I love, you've been sending me pictures all weekend long. I love the first one you sent. The newspaper, local newspaper said Eclipseville, right?
Right, right. And that's what they did. Hopkinsville renamed their town Eclipseville.
Is that right?
Oh, yes, cool. just for the event. So.
Oh.
All right. So, how excited are you now? In your world, this is like the biggest. I mean, I'm trying to, put it in my perspective, like a Category 6 hurricane, which they don't even exist. I mean, this is a big deal, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure Santa Claus is coming when the eclipse comes. Okay. I mean, we're that excited, and it's kind of one of those things that. It really didn't hit you till this morning when you woke up.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And you're like, it's here. It's here.
Yeah. Rick, so, I have to ask you some dumb questions before I forget them, okay?
And not a problem, Greg. I have dumb answers. Go ahead.
We of course, attended your fantastic show at the Gale Planetarium, and thank you, man, for just an awesome job by you and the staff over there. Here's what I want to know. If I look to the east, it says on the thing here that the moon rose at 5:58 our time this morning. Now, shouldn't I be able to see the moon somewhere in the sky as it's going on its path before it crosses the sun? It's not like it pops out of nowhere, right, and just gets in the sun's face. It's got to be... Where would I find the moon?
I love that. But the problem is, what lights up the moon is the sun.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the sun's on the other side of the moon. So the side facing us is not getting any light.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Science!
I see what you're saying. Okay, that's why we won't see the moon until it moves in front of the sun. I got it.
The moon acts as a mirror.
On a regular night, yeah, the moon would be a mirror. It's reflecting the sunlight back to the Earth.
I got you.
But in this case, the sun is on the other side of the moon, so any light that it's reflecting is reflecting back out into space.
Yeah.
I wish you could see the guy's thinking face right now, specifically Greg's. He's had to lean back in his chair and stare at the ceiling to try to process all the words.
But you even
make sense of it all.
In science,
I'm not a science person either, but I try really hard.
But
Rick, you even were said it's really dyslexic how you have to think twice about some of these things. So the fact that it comes in, the sun rises in the east, but it's coming today, the eclipse begins in the west, right?
Correct.
That's the other part I don't understand. How everything that we know, the sun, the moon, they rise in the east, they move to the west. So why is the shadow going the other way? I don't get that either.
Well, it's science.
Yeah, it's the speed. It's one overpassing the other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily that they're rising that way.
All right.
What's the answer, when you have that breakup with your bride? It's complicated.
I was going to guess Delkin Tomlinson.
hey, Rick, in your show the other day, you were telling us, I think even in our totality, in our 91% bracket, we may see, Venus and something else on the other side of the sun? Is that right?
Venus will be over in the west.
Okay.
And over in the southeast is where Jupiter is. And both of those are extremely reflective.
Yeah.
And so there's a good chance, if you're sharing your eclipse glasses,
right,
and it's your turn to let somebody else, because we're all going to play nice, there's a good chance that you'll see it, either Venus or Jupiter.
Hey, Rick, couldn't we hold our hand up to the sun and see those two, Jupiter and Venus? Could you do it that way?
You could.
Yeah,
you could.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Gotcha. That's good stuff.
Yeah, and then Mars would be just to the right of the sun. So, at 90%, I'm not real sure if you're going to be able to pick out Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mercury would be just below it.
Hey, Rick, so I got to ask you, you guys are there, a whole bunch of astronomers. This is your big party. I mean, did you guys get? Did you guys have a crazy night where you just having a good time and drinking and
you know keg stands and stuff?
We're working, Rich. This is not.
I hear you.
No, we all met, actually, over at Golden Pond Planetarium, which is just down the road here.
Are you on Golden Pond?
Yes. So we all went down to the planetarium down there. Right. There's an observatory at their planetarium.
Yep.
So we did some observing last night, looking at Saturn and two of its moons. So it's, and, you know, it doesn't matter because as many times, let's say I did that show 70, 80 times, listening to somebody else, there's always one little thing that, gee, I wish I'd have thought of that. And Rich, that's what I was sending you, you know, just to be sure that we covered, if you have your eclipse glasses on, that does not mean you can hold your binoculars up to your eclipse glasses.
Oh, gosh, no.
You know, and that's just one of those little things that I didn't really cover.
And another thing, Rick, aren't they saying that don't watch it the entire time in those eclipse glasses? I mean, don't stand there for 3 hours and with the eclipse glasses on, staring at the sun, right?
Well, it won't hurt you, except that you're going to have to see your chiropractor because
I was gonna say,
holding your neck
right?
back.
Yeah.
But the eclipse glasses are 100% totally safe.
And
so there's not a time limit on how long you could look.
And am I right in saying that you really should get outside if you can, especially if you have eclipse glasses? People who are saying, oh, it's going to be on one of the TV channels. Well, yeah, but
it's not.
It's
same.
Just not the same. Sure, it's going to be on TV.
Same.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
How's it
and I will tell you.
Go ahead.
I will tell you that I hooked up with a Montgomery couple
mm-hmm.
who had attended our show and knew that they could make a reservation here at Barclay.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to actually watch the eclipse with another Montgomery couple.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that.
How's the clouds where you are right now?
Well, right now, Rich, I'm seeing some high cirrus,
gotcha.
Real thin, wispy cirrus.
Right.
I've got no cumulus up here. We have an absolute beautiful, beautiful day for the eclipse.
Good deal. You know the our weather app works even up there. It should work well for you up there. So
I've been on it. I've been on it.
Good deal. We're so excited for you. So what time is totality where you are?
It'll be the same time for you.
Same time.
1:34
Because
we're all on Central.
Because of the same longitude, right? Roughly, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, it's not that you haven't done enough for us, but if I could impose for one more favor, if you have a chance afterwards this afternoon, give us a call during happy hour and let us know what your reaction was and you know how people up there reacted to it as well. We'd be curious.
I would love to, Greg, and I'll be sure to do that. Let me put it this way. I was at my spot at about 6:15 this morning, staking out my spot.
Uh-huh.
People are everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's got their spot staking out. So,
do you have a little tent?
No, actually, I don't. And I almost hate to tell you this, but what I call it smart. Other people may think otherwise. The absolute best spot to watch this is out the pool.
Oh, there you go.
Because we can dip into the water.
Yep.
And we have the perfect view of obstructions here.
No.
So that's our plan.
Excellent. Good idea. Well, have fun. Enjoy this. It's just an incredible event, Rick. And we appreciate everything you've done for us. And you know, we're gonna get you back on the air before the next eclipse. We're gonna do some other stuff, okay?
Yeah, there you go. This is really exciting.
Oh,
it's almost like adrenaline is flowing,
sure,
and it's like I'm not doing anything.
Yep.
So it's really going to be exciting.
Have fun, and thanks for calling us this morning. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, take care, Rick.
All right, and Greg, we'll try to get through to you this afternoon.
That'd be great. You know, this is my second. 1963, we had Near Totality in Chicago, and it was, you know, this is why I was flipping out when schools were talking about keeping kids inside or not letting them out early to have this, because I remember that day so vividly, and that was a long time ago, and it's still embedded in my brain. So this is something truly that people will never forget.
Thank you, Rick.
Nor we forget your thoughtfulness and your kindness for us.
Thanks.
Nope.
Yep. I think he lost
his connection. He said the cell phone coverage is terrible out there. So, you know, after the eclipse, if you need a lawyer, I don't know what could be the problem. Maybe a problem with an accident where some guy was just looking up in the sky and then it plows into your car. It's not your fault. Anyway, you need a lawyer, or maybe a distracted driver. Well, that would work. Yeah, maybe a problem with a big rig. Let me tell you about the law offices of Troy King. Troy served as the Attorney General for the state of Alabama for 7 years, and he always felt his job as AG was to protect the people of Alabama. Well, now as a practicing attorney, Troy is still protecting you. And all the time, you see these out of town lawyers who want your business, right? And they have a local phone number and they got a local address. You call them and you find out you're not even dealing with those people, all right? It's not that way when you call Troy King. You're going to hear back from Troy. He'll contact you. Their objective is to help people when they need an attorney the most. Troy's going to level the playing field. You can bet the other side's going to have an attorney. His job is to be an advocate and protect your rights. So pick up the phone and call the guy who's still protecting you, and that's the law offices of Troy King at 215-4440. No representation.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you, Jay.
He is so good.
You're welcome.
823 right on cue. Weeks.
I love that. No representation made. What? I'm looking up in the sky now. I'm not looking at the sun. But
that's good.
I'm looking up at the sky, and I cannot see the moon yet. So you may have already said this, but from what angle is the moon going to approach?
See, he's got the same question.
You're not going to see. You're not going to see the moon. That's the thing.
Because the
moon does not emit its own light. The moon reflects light from basically from the sun, and that's
but
how.
But shouldn't we be able to see any kind of a silhouette of any kind?
No, you'll see the moon pass in front of the sun
when it happens in front of the sun.
Yeah, because the sun is behind it. It took me forever to figure this out, but I understand.
But shouldn't there be some reflection of light from the Earth that will make the moon at all visible during the day before this happens?
Not enough from the Earth. Not enough.
Because the Earth is flat, so we're not.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's flat, and there's well, I was going to try to get the best view of this right. from the far east corner of the flat Earth, but you know.
Let me just say this. It would be, to me, far that much cooler if we could see the moon coming in from one direction,
right,
getting ready to cross over the sun. That would be awesome.
But I think what the interesting thing is if you're on the ISS,
yeah,
who are going to be, I think, watching this a few times as they pass over. They'll be seeing this
They'll
a couple
be able
of
see
times.
See the moon shadow across the country.
Yeah,
I wonder if they actually get to see it more often, or if it's visible from the ISS more often than it is.
I think it is. And by the way, the NASA channel is going to be airing that today. Also, the Science Channel, the Weather Channel. But I'm definitely going to have one of my TVs on the NASA channel for the ISS feed today.
Sure. Yep. All right. Well, we'll be looking for it.
I hope we answered all your questions thoroughly.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Thank you for that. By the way, and I'm not doing this in any way, shape, or form facetiously, but if you've got a group or you've got kids and you have any doubts if somebody did make eye contact, you ought to have the number for Montgomery Eye handy, 272-2020, just to ask a question, just in case. Because that's where the experts are, Dr. Swan and Shin. So you might want to have their... I wonder if they have anything on the eclipse on their website. I haven't looked at it in a couple of days. But just keep that number handy just in case, 272-2020. 2020 or their web address, getlasik.me for Dr. Swan and Shin, because they're two of the best in the state of Alabama and also rank on a national level when it comes to experience with all types of eye issues, cataracts, everything else. Certainly, if you want an expert opinion, they would be the first place I would call or talk to should something happen. We will get back out. I'm going to go down and see if 85 is starting to get a little thickerer. Is 85 getting thicker?
Leon's getting larger.
Is people maybe make last-minute decisions to go north on 85 to try and get to totality on a last-minute basis. 827, we have news and traffic, and then we're back with today's News of the Weird, which does feature ecliptical stuff.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Police and fire medics were at the Dollar General on Perry Hill Road over the weekend. A man was shot there. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Police are investigating that death as a homicide. Then a second homicide occurred in the 1200 block of Bragg Street. Officers were called to a subject shot. They found a man with a gunshot wound. He was also pronounced dead on the scene. Police are investigating his death as well as a homicide. And there was tragedy on the Tallapoosa over the weekend. An 18-month-old child was swept away and drowned. Five people were swimming at the ASC boat ramp. They were trying to get to shore in swift water when the child slipped and was swept away. The Tallahassee Fire Department and ALEA mounted a search. The child's body was recovered. Always wear a life jacket on the river. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
On August 21st, the solar eclipse will drop darkness.
I thought you were going to say the sun was in your eyes.
The land of the midnight sun.
Drinking in the sun is popular.
If he gets too much direct sunlight, he'll die.
In the sunshine of your love.
As the moon passes in front of the sun, a ribbon of darkness, 70 miles wide.
The sun is scorching and I'm very fair skinned.
Good morning, sunshine.
What I'd really like to do is load her into a rocket and have her shot into the center of the sun.
In the sunshine. Of your love.
You make the sun come up. You make the birds sing. You make my heart flutter.
Wasn't that a sweet thought? I bet you just fart, sunshine.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Brand new accident, 85 North at Taylor Road. Be careful with that one. Also, Taylor Road in front of the Shell Station and 65 South at West South Boulevard. Accidents in all those locations. Everything else looking pretty good. Starting to see a little bit of that pressure on 65 Southbound from the rush hour crowd. Same deal on 231 South coming out of Wetumpka. Seeing some delays there around Redland Road and the old rest area. The number one selling car in America for 15 years straight is the Toyota Camry. You can purchase, not lease, a new 2017 Camry as low as $299 per month during the national clearance event at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, just sign and drive. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm.
1-800-INJURED.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Here's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute.
Need to sell your home quick? Follow these steps to guide you in selling your home. Follow the five P's to success. Prepare, price, present, provide, and proceed. Prepare your home to sell. Professionally clean the home, carpets, flooring, cabinets, closets, yard, flower beds, and exterior. If it needs new flooring, new paint, new appliances to update the appearance, price your home to sell slightly under the competing houses because they are typically overpriced if they've not sold. Present, show and present your home within 1 hour's notice, meaning all toys, games, dishes, clothes are out of the way, and it smells and looks good at any time someone wants to view the home. Provide all of the documents and information concerning improvements you have made, utility bills for your home, floor plans, survey of the house. Proceed to closing. Hire a closing attorney that only does real estate closings, not wills and trusts. For details on a plan to get your home sold quickly, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
You want to hear a shocking fact about retirement? Most people in this country only have $12,000 saved when they retire. $12,000. They think it's going to grow on trees? Are they expecting a big government handout? My wife and I wanted to retire comfortably on our own terms, with our own money. And we did. With our own perfect retirement business. Since we discovered this retirement income secret, we're collecting an extra $825 a week. That's over $40,000 a year. That gives us a lot more room to make our retirement great. So while other Americans are retiring on $12,000, we're planning our next trip. It's the American retirement dream. All thanks to our perfect retirement business.
Want to learn the secret to a perfect retirement business that can earn you $825 a week or more? To find out how you can claim your free guide, go to PerfectRetirementIncome.com. But this offer is limited to a select number of people, so act now. For more details, go to PerfectRetirementIncome.com today. That's PerfectRetirementIncome.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Up.
weird.
News?
Weird.
News.
News of the weird.
You're on Lee Clips at the time station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. We have, you may have heard or seen the, was it Harry Reasoner? No, it was Frank Reynolds.
Yeah?
Talking about the 79 eclipse. Frank only lasted another year or so before he passed away abruptly.
Yeah, you played that clip the other day.
Was that the ABC thing that I played? Uh-huh. Where he said...
said ABC News will be here to cover it when it comes back.
Yeah, 2017. Yeah, yeah.
It didn't actually happen until we heard about it from Walter Cronkite.
The CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. For parts of North America, the sun went out today. For a little under 3 minutes, the forces of darkness ruled in daylight as a great swath of shadow up to 190 miles wide cut across the continent from the coast of Oregon to Greenland. It was the last total eclipse of the sun for North America until the year 2017.
Because it's dangerous to look directly at the sun, or even at part of it, eclipse gazers had to be ingenious.
Beauty.
Through peepholes, reverse images of the lunar solar spectacular captured inside shoeboxes. Infants put safely inside paper bags. Cardboard masks with special dark lenses. Many of the thousands here had prepared for months for these moments.
It was really very
far out,
incredible experience. I saw some corona. And
ooh, I scared to death.
Stupid.
Very spiritual experience. It is to me anyway.
And that's the way it is. Monday, February 26, 1979. This is Walter Cronkite, CBS News. Good night,
Walter. Folks, if you're not old enough to remember Walter delivering the news every night, this is how we got our news, you know?
All right, now, here is another legendary voice, Casey Kasem, Rich.
Oh,
he's
going
to tell us about the top hits during last solar eclipse of 1979.
Well, now approaching the peak of the pop chart, let's take a look at the tops of the other charts this week. On the soul chart, number one is Bustin' Loose by Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers.
Ooh,
on the country chart, number one is Every Which Way But Loose by Eddie Rabbit.
Oh.
The number one album is Rod Stewart's LP, Blondes Have More Fun. And number one in America's discotheques is Rod Stewart's single, Do You Think I'm Sexy? And this soccer-playing rocker from England is King of the Castle on the pop singles chart again this week. For its third week in a row, here's the most popular song in the USA. Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy? I'm Casey Kasem. Join me again next week for our countdown of the 40 biggest hits in the USA. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And keep your radio tuned right where it is.
And I guess based on what we heard in the Walter Cronkite, keep your head up your ass. Some of the other things today that we mentioned is 38 years. Won't have to wait as long for the next one, 2024, and we're in that one as well, right?
We have 80.5% totality on that one.
But again, we'll be a short drive away from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a weird one. That kind of goes almost like north, southwest
to
northeast.
That goes southwest to northeast, you're right.
That's the part of this that I can't get my head to understand. Jay mentioned during Random Facts that in the future there will be no total solar eclipses because the moon is drifting further and further away.
I mean, 600 million years.
Perhaps you felt that distance growing.
Watch this. This is the baseball kid again.
Ooh. Oh,
that catch was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The Little League.
World Series.
Yeah.
The eastern parts of the country that are directly in the path, the amount of light they will get will be similar to the amount of sunlight Neptune gets every day.
Yeah.
Animals could behave differently, although with my dogs, it'll be hard to tell who's screwy and who isn't, and whether it's connected to the eclipse or they're just having a normal day. According to zoo experts, nocturnal animals like owls could wake up and start looking for food.
Mm-hmm.
Elephants could freak out and make a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
And armadillos.
Armadillos.
I'm supposed to pronounce the double L's a Y.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Armadillos could jump 3 to 4 feet in the air right into your muffler, which is something they do when they're scared.
Roosters actually will will
crow.
Yeah, they'll crow once the sun actually comes back out from during a total eclipse.
Birds will do whatever they do at sunrise. You might hear crickets, especially in the area of totality.
Or when we're doing a contest.
True.
It depends. It depends.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's some unusual ecliptical.
But we've seen on certain websites. Make sure your pets are inside. There's no danger that I know of.
There is no danger.
No, in fact, ABC TV in New York, a veterinarian expert said, no, dogs are built differently. Their eyes are set differently than ours, right. So we don't have to worry about them.
And unless your dog routinely stares at the sun every day, no, there's no problem at all.
This is a funny image to me of dog walking outside, looking up at the sun all day.
Hey, Rod, what's up?
I wanted to ask Rich a question because he's always on top of this.
What's up?
Did the ISS pass over us this morning?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. I'm usually the guy that will tell you on the really good Passovers, but I'm not sure if it did this morning or not.
Well, okay. Well, I was out at 4:30 and 5 this morning. It was, if you know Jackson Road between Emerald Mountain and Redland, it's
there are certain apps that will actually alert you and tell you. It'll text you and tell you ahead of time. So
I saw a shooting star, and then I saw something else moving across the sky, and I didn't know whether to call
the answer is
coast.
The answer is maybe.
I didn't
check today, so I don't know the answer. I'm sorry.
All right, we got to run, K-Rod. Thanks for the call. It's 8:43. If you have a need for anything to maintain the outside of your home, the newest thing in outdoor maintenance, battery-operated edges and trimmers from Steel. Great product line. Everybody should have a Steel blower, my goodness. That's like having a kitchen with no microwave. In a matter of seconds, this little Cat 1 Hurricane in your hands can gather up leaves, branches, debris, and help you, you know, spare yourself the back-breaking raking and dustpans and all that stuff. It just makes it so easy. Why wouldn't you have one? But these battery-operated edges and trimmers from Steel are, they're going like crazy. They're at $139.99 is the price they start at. And all you do is put it in its charging station. When you're ready to use it, you take it out, hit the on button, and you're ready to go. And they're lightweight, too. So people love the convenience. They love not having to use pull starters and tiny gas tanks. It's one of many reasons to visit Lewis Lawn for your next outdoor maintenance purchase. Call Chad Sasser. He's our point guy there at 244-9191. Or stop by and see Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northern Boulevard, right next to Walter Craig.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
We're seeing mostly cloudless skies at the moment, but those puffy white cumulus clouds will develop later on, as they do on a typical summer day, as they did yesterday and the day before. And I think by lunchtime, you'll see at least to 40 to 50% coverage. I'm saying, and I'm just throwing out this number, 55% cloud coverage with those cotton ball-like clouds during the eclipse, which means we're going to see a good bit of it. The sun will be in and out. So we'll see a lot of it from about 12:03 till 3 p.m. and reaching the maximum amount at 1:34 in the afternoon when we're 91% total here in central Alabama. Widely scattered pop-up storms are possible, mainly after 2 p.m. Very hot with a high in the mid-90s. Heat index 102 to 106, low tonight 75. Tomorrow, high around 94, partly sunny. Scattered afternoon storms become more numerous. 40% chance tomorrow, 50% chance Wednesday. As a front moves through, then behind the front, the storms start to thin out a bit on Thursday and Friday with high temperatures in the low 90s. This morning, very humid, of course. Our temperature is 81 now with a humidity of 79%. Clear skies, northeast winds at 3 at 8:46.
High-tech solutions near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. For computer repair or service on Macs and PCs, need accessories, parts, sales, or service? See High Tech. Get 10% off and mention this ad. High Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
All right, Bob and Clint, we need to get your calls after the break. We got one more look at the roads. There's a lot going on out there. Let's hit with Brick.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for your Montgomery Skywatch type traffic. Got an accident 85 north at Taylor Road and Taylor Road in front of the Shell station. The other couple accidents that we had over on West South Boulevard and 65 and Atlanta Highway at Techno Center have been cleared. The rest of the interstate systems look pretty good. The Boulevard looks okay, not seeing anything too much on the 31s. There is that little bit of rush hour stuff that we see every day about this time on 231 south out of Wetumpka. 65 is looking really good. I even looked all the way up toward Nashville, where a lot of people are headed to look at the eclipse. It's getting a little crowded up there around in Birmingham and all the way up through Huntsville and up into Nashville. So if you're going up that way, give yourself plenty of time. Premier Place in Prattville has everything for school. Shop at Shoe Station. Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville and the Clinton & Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm.
1-800-INJURED.
Representations made that the quality of legal services to perform is greater than the quality of legal services performed by
other
lawyers.
Brubaker! Brubaker! It's our biggest sale of the year during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. We've acquired truckloads of extra inventory and additional staff to sell more than ever before. This week only, take $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months on almost every new car, truck, or SUV. Got a bump in your credit? That's okay. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Our biggest sale of the year. $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months. So what are you waiting for? This week only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance 3888 monthly per thousand. Finance, no sales, plus tax, tag, title, and .v. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region. United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Your trust in what the experts trust. Subaru is the Kelley Blue Book's most trusted brand and best overall brand again. And now, 2017 lowest five-year cost to own. Three well-respected awards, one smart investment. Who says true love is hard to find? Get 0% APR financing for 63 months on select models. Now through August 31st. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hurry into Montgomery Subaru today for the Lots of Love event. Get 0% APR financing on the all-new 2017 Outback, Legacy, and Forester models. Now through August 31st.
For more information, visit KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
May I see your health insurance card, please?
Ugh, I left it at home.
Delay of game on the patient.
Ooh, that's gonna cost him.
Wait, he's challenging the play.
But why is he pulling out his phone?
He's using the Alabama Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. His insurance card is right there.
Unbelievable! He turned what looked like a busted play into a huge gain.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. We cover what matters. Proud sponsor of college football. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Tearing down the walls of allowable opinion. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The total solar eclipse, well, that's the big show, and that's where the moon completely blocks out the sun, and that's nature's big event.
If you're gonna get outside and go down to the park, the clock may say high noon, but the sky is getting dark. If you plan to stand around, with all the other masses. Better get yourself Eclipse sunglasses. Oh, yeah! Amazon or Walmart, you just gotta get some shades. Unless you wanna live like Stevie Wonder all your days. Of all the ways to go blind, this is probably the fastest. So better get yourself Eclipse sunglasses.
WACB at 851. Yeah. Story that happened over the weekend that Jay and Rich just may be aware of. They found the wreckage of the Indianapolis.
Yeah.
You know why that's just odd to me? Only because they were running the entire sequence of Jaws movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's
and the first one is still really the only one that's worth watching. But that story of Quint telling everybody about the sinking of the Indianapolis and how many sailors that survived the initial explosion of the ship.
And the sharks.
Ate about two-thirds of the guys, yeah.
They found them on the floor of the Pacific Ocean on Friday, 18,000 feet below the surface, 72 years after it went
amazing.
Down.
And the tragedy of that military screw-ups, because of the way they had it delivered, the Indianapolis had delivered the bomb to Tinian Island.
So they couldn't they couldn't ask for help because they were on a secret mission, right?
Yes, yeah. And it was days later when somebody thought, well, let's
sank in 12 minutes.
Yeah, really fast. Clint.
Good morning.
Hey. What's up?
Hey, Rich.
Yeah.
You may have already answered this. I missed about 15 minutes of the program.
Okay.
The space station.
Mm-hmm.
How would this going to affect them? I think it would be a great day to be an astronaut.
You're going to see some coverage on the NASA channel today. By the way, a caller just before you asked if there was a space station flyover today. I couldn't find one today. But the space station is going to be covering this thing, and it should be spectacular. I know it's going to be online as well, but also NASA's going to have it on NASA TV.
Okay, well. I don't have TV.
All right. Okay. But it's going to be online, and you're going to see it later. If you watch any of the news shows later on, they're going to show you what it looked like from the space station, the ISS. So.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. It's going to be really spectacular.
Clint, we appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you very much. Our final task, our Morning Maroon nominees. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Guérin.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Yes, you do, and people exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. Alright, cops come out to your house because somebody called them and said, these people are being too loud. 21-year-old Daniel Cherpak had a big party in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, which is Party Town, USA. South of Harrisburg. Neighbors called the cops to complain about the noise. An officer showed up, told him to turn the music down, and let him off with a warning. As the cop was driving off, Daniel turned back the sound system back on to the previous level, playing the song Cops. Apparently smart. Trying to be funny, the officer returned to the house, and this time he did get a citation for noise violation.
Stupid.
You said it. This is our likely winner here, nominee number two. A group of thieves broke into a department store in Laval, Quebec, and filled up a dozen suitcases with hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of perfume, jewelry, and beauty products, then put it in the back of their truck and took off. They got everything right except for one thing.
What's that?
Secure the door of the pickup truck. The latch fell open, and it all fell out. Oh.
Hold the doors.
Unless you got a better one.
Yeah, that's going to be tough to do. Here's an idiot, though. He gets a finger wagging for having an affair. John Pierre Anderson of New York City.
Jean.
His wife was out of town, so John said, well, let's just go to my place. While she was there, the woman he brought home stole $50,000 worth of his wife's jewelry, including her $30,000 wedding ring.
Wow.
So now the police have released a few pictures of the woman from surveillance cameras to see if anybody can identify her. And no word yet on how his wife might have reacted to this.
Probably not good.
Development, not well. But I kind of like the guys. Hundreds of thousands of dollars stolen, pickup truck back gate, not locked. Got to give it to them, right?
Yeah, I would.
Oh,
I would
sure. That's right. Got to be it.
What an ignoramus.
All right, the Bus to Camp News and Views is about to pull in. Let me remind you of another great business. John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. The home to Richard's Paint. Richard is not a guy who keeps his paint there. Richard's is a brand, and it's an excellent brand of paint. And one reason why you see the trucks and the professionals lined up outside John Lee Paint every morning is because, well, that's the paint they use. And why wouldn't you want to use the same paint the professionals use? Because they know it should take a certain amount of time to paint a room. If they have the right paint, and it's going to cover. If you use cheap paint, guess what? You're going to get a cheap result. You're going to be chasing that paint with your roller. It's going to run. And then when it dries, you're going to have that wonderful experience of saying, I got to do this again. And then eventually, when you buy more of the cheap paint, you're paying what you would have paid for Richards if you just started smart. They also carry everything you need to complete a perfect painting project, and the expertise and the staff there is second to none when it comes to showing you how to get the best possible result once you get started. So, remember, John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, the application process couldn't be any easier than it is right here at Alabama Home Mortgage. We don't keep banker's hours here. At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can complete your application 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No appointment necessary. On the go? No problem. We know you're busy. You can start the mortgage process right from the palm of your hand. Apply on your time, not ours, by visiting our Facebook page or website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Click on the Blink link to get started today. After all, there's no place like home to apply for a loan. If you are ready to apply for a home loan, wait no longer. Apply today at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Or give me, Kim Williams, and my team a call at 567-4223 to get your Alabama home mortgage today. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz in Montgomery.
It's football season again, and your vehicle needs to be ready to travel to the stadium. At AutoSave Tire and Automotive, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions, even those pesky changes.